Nathan, John, thanks very much for joining us. Nathan, congratulations, Honda Racing Rider in 2023. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's unreal, really. It's a proper dream come true for me to be riding for like the most successful team at the TT. And obviously having John as my teammate, he's a living legend at the TT. So, yeah, no, it's a dream come true. It's the team that I've always wanted to ride for. It's been my dream to get to that point. So to be at that point now is an unreal experience to have.
And what was it like, that first instance where you got that call and Honda said to you, we'd like to speak to you about this? What was that initial moment like?
Yeah, so I built like a relationship with Harv and like with our like family team last year. And I kind of asked if there's any possible support. And then Harv rang me a couple of weeks later and he said to me about the options for 2023. I couldn't quite believe it. I was at work, so finished the phone call and I was like, did that really just happen kind of thing? And I didn't really sleep properly that night. I was like bolt upright, like watching all different videos to do with like Honda at the TT and all that. And I was just like, yeah, couldn't believe it. So I didn't really get much sleep that night.
So you're still a young guy anyway, but does that just make you feel like a bit of a young kid, as it were, just really excitable to have that? That must be kind of one of the joys of when things like this come around and they go right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still young. I'm only 24. So to get that at like, to get this kind of opportunity, am I going into my second TT? Obviously, it's my third year on the TT course, including the Manx Grand Prix. But to get that kind of opportunity young and then obviously learn from John, learn from the Honda team with their knowledge. Yeah, it's a proper, really good experience for me.
Just on that point, obviously, you know, a teammate to one of the best names of all time around the mountain course. What's that going to be like for you?
I think it's going to be, well, I can't really get anybody better, can I? What's inside his head isn't, if it's not in there, it's not worth knowing, if you know what I mean. So if I'm stuck throughout the fortnight, if you like, if I've got an issue, I'm sure John, if I ask him, he'll be there to help me. There's all different ways. He's got all that knowledge. So, and obviously, like you say, he's my like hero. That's John McGuinness is the reason why I started racing motorbikes. I was like, as a kid finishing school, wanting to go and watch around the TT course, and like you say, I wanted to be John McGuinness, so to be his teammate and hopefully learn a thing or two from him. That's the dream.
And in terms of just looking back to TT 2022, you were riding on a Honda machine as well during that as well. Do you think that'll in any way make the transition a bit easier, or is it quite a different scenario?
Definitely with the Superstock bike should be pretty much identical. There'll be a couple of things here or there that'll be slightly different, but nothing too major. So that kind of thing, to have the continuity going up from the Honda in my own team to Harv's Honda racing team, the only thing that's going to be new to me is the Superbike. I've never rode a Superbike before, so that will be a bit of learning, but there's plenty of testing beforehand. So hopefully by the time we get to the Northwest 200 and the TT, I'll be fully confident.
And not just having someone like John McGuinness as your teammate, but just having the backing of, you know, such a big name as Honda Racing in general. You know, how can maybe Honda help you grow as a rider over the long term?
Yeah, well, obviously the experience that Harv's got and the whole Honda Racing team, the mechanics, they know them bikes inside out. It's their job. The knowledge that they've also got, it's like the full package. You've got Harv's knowledge, John's knowledge, the whole mechanics knowledge, and that is what also gives you that extra second here or there and that time on the track. And obviously with me progressing, obviously anything that they can help me with, it should all just click and hopefully slowly get me to where I want to be.
And when TT 2023 does roll around, hopefully by that point you'll have got used to the bike and whatnot. Like you say, there's going to be maybe a couple of little changes to what you had in 2022. In terms of your objectives, how do you balance that in terms of obviously just getting used to the machine, getting used to having it out there on the roads, but also trying to reach your competitive goals as well?
Yeah, I obviously have personal goals. I don't really like to spout about them or anything like that. I like to keep them to myself. But with this progression to Honda Racing, with the team that I've got and I will have and the teammate, I'm hoping I can just steadily progress and improve. Obviously, I was 10th in my first senior TT, so if I can take the team's knowledge and obviously John's knowledge and everything all clicks together, if I can slowly improve and move up to where I want to be, obviously, everyone's dream is to win a TT. Obviously, yeah, it takes time, but if I can obviously go with the process and basically, if I in the years to come, hopefully get to where I want to be.
John, coming to you back for 2023, you just can't stay away from this place, can you?
No. Yeah, first time I come here in 1982 with my dad to watch, and that was the beginning of it all. And I still enjoy it. I still love it. I still, you know, even getting off the ferry, looking up the mountain, I still got the old jitters and the nerves. But looking forward to it again, you know, it's second year on the blade with the new blade, and, you know, last year all the boxes were ticked. this year we just need to step it up a little bit and maybe just push a little bit harder and see where we end up.
Well, Nathan's already spoken about, obviously, how someone like you with your success and experience around the mountain course can help him. When you look at him as a younger rider, what are the sort of qualities that you see in him as a teammate?
Well, I saw him at Silverstone, the first round of the BSB Championship last year, and anybody who's a family team and gets on that ferry week in, week out and goes across the water to ride and with looking at the TT and doing the homework and riding, and I respected him that way. So I had a little chat with him in the area after the race, and his handlebars were too narrow and some of the things were in the wrong position, so I helped him out with a few things. But it's he showed me some pictures of a few weeks ago with me stood there with him in 2006, and he's a little boy with a Joey Dunlop t-shirt on, and I was a little boy looking up to Joey Dunlop as well as a teammate 23 years ago, so it's
just natural progression.
Yeah, it's come full circle. It makes me feel really old, but we were just chatting yesterday, and I said, I did my first TT in 96, and we're chatting about morning practices and things, and he said, I wasn't born then, so that made me feel even older and older. But youngsters coming through, they need help, they need the support, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here. You know, depends how fast he is. I'm just saying he finished 10th turn the senior, I was 9th, so he's nibbling at my heels already. And I didn't do my first TT till I was 26 years old, so he's in the factory team at 25 years old, so he's got a bright future. And we've just got to steer that ship along for him, help him along, and he's got the minerals to do the job, and it's just up to Nathan now to put all together and go forward from here.
Like you said there, he was snapping at your heels time-wise in the senior TT. But, you know, from your perspective, you've seen and done it all at the TT. But when you've got a teammate like that who can push you, does that give you that kind of extra incentive as well? You love the TT as it is. You know, it's a passion of yours. But when you've got someone who's got a competitive edge as well to maybe push you a little bit more, is that something that kind of refreshes things for you a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Keeps me on my toes. I've been teammates with, like I say, with Joey Dunlop to Michael Dunlop to Connor Cummins and Simon Andrews, loads of quality teammates that have kept me on my toes, and I've just managed to get one over them all really at the TT. But yeah, it keeps me sharp, it keeps me motivated, keeps me young, and you know, I in a lot of ways I'd like Nathan to beat me. I'd like Nathan to do 135 mile an hour lap. I'd love to see him on the top step of the podium, and if that happens, I'll be the first man to shake his hand. You know, and if I've been part of that journey and helped him out along, I'll feel proud of that as well. So, but for me, you know, last year it was on the bike with all those anniversaries and starts and my age and everything else, the gold bike and stuff. I put myself under quite a bit of pressure last year, but this year we're just in the Honda team. Hopefully we'll come in a little bit more under the radar, enjoy it, and hopefully a pair of us can work together and be really competitive.
Does it feel like that going towards 2023, like you say, the fanfare of 2022 with the milestones you had? If with that out the equation now, do you feel that you can just sort of settle into it a little bit more and work from there?
Yeah, you know, I loved it all last year. I really did enjoy everything about it, the testing, the riding, the people being back there. I felt like I'd got my old slippers back on, back with all the guys I've had so much success with. But even all the years I've raced and all the experience I've got, when you stood there with a number one player on the leading Honda and with all expectation, it's still a hard thing to do. But yeah, that's was great. I really enjoyed it. And you know, the lot of injury in 17 and things happening in 19 and then the pandemic to even get back on the grid, it was amazing. So that's yesterday's news, I suppose. Now we've got a test program ahead of us, got plenty of time on the bike, plenty of time to get dialed in, focused, and you know, hopefully we'll, again, I keep repeating myself, but I can't wait to head down Brayle and put a good show on.
It's a conversation that's come up elsewhere in the last couple of weeks, the idea of running at number one as well. How do you find that? Because for some riders, they're not particularly keen on that. They prefer to be a little further down the order maybe, but you going away at number one, how do you find it? Do you prefer it?
Sometimes when it goes good, it's good. But I mean, I've had good results off number 10. I've won, you know, one race off number 3, number 4, 2, so... number one's great, you know, you don't get held up by anybody, and if you're good enough and you're fast enough, you can win off number one. And you know, there's nowhere to hide now. If you go at number 5, number 6 is fast. If you go at number 3, number 4 is fast. You know, there's no, everybody's in that top 10 are real strong riders. So it's a bit like, you know, we chat amongst ourselves, and it's a bit like, where are you going and what number are you? You don't want to get caught up, but I don't mind going at number one. You know, even if you're not fast enough, at least you'll get on the telly for the first bike away.
And just a similar question that I gave to Nathan before about him, you know, joining Honda. For you, knowing the team as you do, obviously much more time with Honda yourself, what, you know, how do you believe that Honda can help him develop, and vice versa, what Nathan can bring?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I've got all the experience and the Honda and Harvey and the team and Neil Fletcher from Honda, and everybody have got faith in him. So, you know, the, like I said, the kids need a chance, and it's a great position to be in. He's got to take it with both hands. And when I came into the team, I just was a sponge. You know, I asked the questions, and I was teammates with Joey, and I must have asked him every question under the sun. And to be fair, Nathan's a bit like that now with me. He's pecking me here. And last year, we got Glenn Irwin into nearly 130 mile an hour laps and fastest ever newcomer in our team. So, you know, hopefully I've done my job, and we can do that with Nathan again. And just it's little bits. He knows his way around. It's just those, you know, little extra little bits to learn the slick tyres, the superbike, the just being about to push a little bit harder and just being doing it at the right time in the right places and keeping his confidence up. And but obviously trying to rein him in a little bit as well. He's got plenty of time. So, you know, I didn't win my first TT till 3 or 4 years into it. So it's a long game. It doesn't happen overnight. And we'll be telling Nathan that, and hopefully we'll get him to the top eventually.
Just how valuable is it, though, that the fact of Honda are giving the likes of Nathan that sort of platform to start building their career on? Because when you're younger, and particularly as you know, a privateer from any sort of background, it can be tough at times, no matter how good you are. So the fact that a team like Honda is providing this opportunity, is it good that not just Honda, but more teams could do that in the long term, I guess, in the bigger picture?
Yeah, like I say, you know, it's hard. You know, there's not loads of them coming through as well anymore. You know, it's so... Again, I don't really know what to say. You know, we've just got to get the young ones through. He listens. He's a polite kid. I've worked with other riders who've been quite difficult and hard at times, but we've got to enjoy working with Nathan, and we will enjoy. We've got the right feeling for him. He says please. He says thank you, which is unusual these days. So it is important for these big manufacturers to get behind him. And other teams can. You know, the Dow Racing team or any other teams. We need to get these kids on the grid.
Coming a bit back to the idea of what your objectives might be in 2023, I'm not going to ask you to put, like, say, specific times or paces on it, but, you know, did you look at maybe 2022 with all that kind of went on, said, I can do quite a bit better than that, or I can just add little bits here and there? What was your view, kind of thinking, this is what I need to do in 12 months?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, there was lots of emotions and lots of ups and downs a little bit in TT 2022 for me. It was, you know, the first race, the Superbike race, to finish fifth in the Superbike race after all the time of being away. I was really proud of that. Everything was really special. You know, the gold livery, 30th anniversary of the Fireblade. But the senior, I was a little bit disappointed, I have to say. You know, all the years I've raced here, I made a real amateur mistake in the pit lane. I was speeding in the pits. Got a 30-second penalty that sort of dropped me out of contention for anything and sort of fought my way back to ninth, which was not really what I'm used to. But I had to take that one on the chin. So, again, Honda gave me another opportunity to have another bite of the cherry, and I just needed to tidy a few things up. And we're working on that now. And, you know, hopefully I can, you know, put the helmet on and just be a little bit stronger. You know, I was a little bit disappointed at the pace, but there's definitely more potential in me, not the bike. The bike was awesome. You know, the Blade, Fireblade, never missed a beat all 2022. Every session I went out, I came in background, and so the confidence was there in the bike, but just it was me. I just needed to sharpen my pencil up a little bit, and you know, that's the plan this year, to be a bit fitter, a bit stronger, and a bit more focused, and concentrate more on going fast and results.
Just finally, Nathan, just come back to you with a couple of questions there. Just going off what John was saying before about, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, the idea of, you know, pushing your way up the sort of the TT and getting yourself to, you know, a podium maybe in future. I'm sure plenty of people hope that here. You're Manx born and bred as well, so you know these roads like the back of your hand, but that's no guarantee, is it? You know, actually racing out there is a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, like you say, I drive on them to work every day. But When you add another 120 mile an hour on them, things come a lot quicker and the road's a lot narrower and this, that and the other. But I do the odd lap every now and again. Like, I try and get one in every couple of weeks, depending on the weather, depending on the time of year. I think in the winter the track is a lot different, trees are different, etc. But it's still got the familiarisation going round, you know what I mean? You can still get it in your head. But yeah, it's a lot different, but I definitely think it's a little benefit living here. Like you say, it's on your doorstep. If you fancy going out for a lap in the van or the car, you can go around and see the roads changed and other things like that. So Yeah, no, I definitely think it is a slight benefit living here. And obviously, being Manx born and bred, there'd be nothing better than getting success at the TT in the future.
Just on that point, whether it is in 2023 or in the future, no one's going to put a date on it. But, you know, if you were to see yourself on a TT podium not too far from now, on a Honda bike as well, just what would that mean to you?
It's a dream come true. That's what I started racing for. That's what my mum and dad put everything into me. They knew that's what I wanted to do. Obviously not to their delight. Obviously, of course, they don't want me to race around the TT course, but they pushed me for my dreams and they put everything behind me, and they've got me this opportunity to ride with the likes of Honda Racing, and it's got the eye of Harv and John, and they've obviously got me this opportunity. So to be on a Honda, like you say, Honda's the most successful bike around the TT course. John's the most successful living rider. So to have all that, it's just all the ducks lining up. And if I can slowly put it all together and get there in the future and be on the top seven, like you say, that's a dream come true for any Manx person, and hopefully the Manx people on the Isle of Man as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.